USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People across the U.S. participated in rallies on Saturday to condemn attacks against Asian Americans after the shooting rampage in Atlanta that left 8 people dead. From San Francisco across to Pittsburgh and many points in between, people spoke out against the surge in hate crimes on members of the Asian community. 6 of those killed in Atlanta were women of Asian descent. Many women at the rallies say they're scared now.
It makes me feel like an outcast.
I've dealt with words and looks and stuff my whole life. My family doesn't want me to go anywhere by myself.
Just a day earlier, President Biden and Vice President Harris spoke about it in Atlanta.
Hate can have no safe harbor in America. It must stop.
Racism is real in America, and it has always been.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
One person was killed and 7 other people were injured when a shooter opened fire inside a Dallas nightclub. Police were called to the Prime Bar in Dallas at about 1:30 in the morning and found 8 people shot. Daisy Navarette was killed. Police said the other victims, 3 women and 4 men, all in their 20s, were taken to the hospital. Police say they know the suspect and he's still at large. The Biden administration said it plans to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Mexico and Canada as the shot is being considered for approval in the U.S. House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters during a press briefing that they're in the process of finalizing the loan of 2.5 million doses of the vaccine to Mexico and 1.5 million to Canada. The FDA has approved use of 3 vaccines with others, including the AstraZeneca vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S. North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. With a quick recap on what happened yesterday with March Madness, here's Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
It was another day of upsets Saturday in the NCAA tournament. 13th-seeded Ohio knocked off the defending national champions Virginia 62-58. 10th-seeded Maryland knocked off the 7th-seed in the East UConn 63-54. 11th-seeded UCLA marched on after beating the 6th-seed BYU 73-62. And in just their second NCAA tournament game in program history, the 14th-seeded Abilene Christian Wildcats shocked 3rd-seeded Texas 53-52. Some higher seeds also fought off tough challenges. 2nd-seeded Alabama survived 15th-seeded Iona 68-55. Creighton held off UC Santa Barbara 63-62. 3rd-seeded Kansas overcame an 8-point halftime deficit to beat 14th-seeded Eastern Washington 93-84. And Florida State got away from UNC Greensboro 64-54.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.